And we're back to the Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. You are here with a new episode, and this is a rant. Today, we're just going to talk about love and manifestation. And I know you guys may have heard the word manifestation being used in the spiritual side, but I believe manifestations are happening around us all the time. And the one of the biggest things that I believe about manifestation is that you can create your own reality based on your thoughts, your actions, and your words. The beliefs that you have creates the thoughts, and the thoughts that you have can create the actions, the movement. And depending on the movement that you have, what decisions you're making, that determines what you can create in your love life. So for all you ladies that are saying that there are no good men out there, all men cheat, I don't think there's anybody there out there for me. Love is not available to me. It's hard to find a good man. It's hard to find love. I don't want my feelings to be hurt. I don't want to be played all over. And you know all the words that you have been using, all the words that you've been putting out there in the energy force field, is coming right back at you. And I just want to encourage you today to understand that, yes, you're going to have a mix and blend of all different kinds of men that you meet. But the coolest thing about it is that you get to choose, ladies. Don't be afraid to choose what you want and accept the things that you want and throw away the things that you don't want. And even like how you throw away the leftovers, like if you don't want it anymore, you can be done with it and you can go back out there and you can see what's available to you right now in this very moment. So it's nothing that you have to just give up on. It's just that, are you willing to be patient through the process? Are you willing to even go through the process of dating, finding love, romance, being in love, falling out of love, and then also finding the one that you will say I do to, the one that will be your life partner? It depends on what you want, ladies. Are you in it for the long haul, or are you just in it to just be an active participant on a temporary basis? Before you even decide that you're ready to step out there, let's decide on what the goal is. Keep the goal in mind from the beginning, day one. And then you won't even be discouraged, because you already know that there is a plan of action that you must take every single day in order to be in a position where you can validate what it is that you want. Because if you don't have a vision, you will perish. As the Bible says, that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And wisdom is something that you must carry along with you in order to be able to make the final decision. So I just want to come out and just encourage you with that. And I hope that you are on your way to finding exactly what you want. And I see you on the next podcast.